back to a kindness you bestowed someone, a really good one. Think of how it made you feel. Okay, now think of a time when you had that feeling going on. Think of how that feeling made what you were doing easier, more fun, more creative, and effortlessly effective. Yes, giving a kindness can put you in that place and ripple more good into the things you do, more good into your life. Think back again to that kindness you bestowed. It likely put someone else into that place where life got a little easier, more fun, more creative, and effortlessly effective. That kindness was likely passed on to someone else, and who knows how far those ripples went. The power of kindness cannot be underestimated. I think we all know this, but in today's fast-paced, hurry-up, get-it-done, overstimulated world, it's easy to forget the latent power of kindness. Well, I, for one, don't want to be cheating myself out of that power, so I'm going to make a commitment to add one kindness a day above and beyond what I may do now. Remembering can be hard, so I'm going to add a trigger, something I do every day, like get annoyed. There will likely be a person behind that annoyance. What better target for a kindness? That person will likely be acting in response to a ripple of the negative persuasion and could use that kindness. It's a good opportunity to be gracious, forgive a transgression, pay it forward, or just share a smile. I don't know about yours, but my world could benefit from some good down-home kindness mojo. And by sending some of those ripples out your way, perhaps one of yours will find its way back to me. I'm Ron Cagle, and that's my perspective.